Hello, it's Monday, February the 7th, and we're in the book of Revelation, chapter 9, beginning today at verse 13, and we'll look at it all the way through to verse 16. Now, let's recap a little. Chapter 9 began with the fifth angel blowing a trumpet, and a fallen star who had the key to the bottomless pit, whose name was Abaddon in Hebrew and Apollyon in Greek, and he opens the shaft of the bottomless pit, and out come these locusts that frankly look more like scorpions than locusts. They are not to eat vegetation, which is what locusts do, but rather they are to torment the unsealed. So this is Satan sending forth his forces against the unsealed, gathering those who are his, in other words. And God is in charge, but he allows Satan room to do his work. Now in verse 13, we see the sixth angel blowing his trumpet to release four angels, presumably wicked angels, who were up until that moment bound by the river Euphrates. Now, in John's time, the Roman Empire were alarmed by the Parthians, who would have been in the region of the Euphrates, so that may be partly in the background, but more likely, I think, is the constant allusion to the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, Israel were always fearful of invading forces coming from the region of the Euphrates, the northeast. And there are 200 million horses, and these are snake-tailed, fire-breathing horses coming to do destruction. If the locusts were tormentors, these are killers. Now, what is this? And again, you know, we shouldn't think of tanks coming from Russia or China or the invasion of this country or that country. Every era can have examples of something like that, but nothing on the scale of 200 million. I think this is meant to be taken symbolically, and symbolically in a biblical sense. What are these snake-tailed, fire-breathing horse killers? Well, they're things like wars, of course, but things like cancers and traffic accidents and pandemics. And the point of this section of scripture is that despite the fact that a third, not the majority, but a third, it's a significant number that Satan kills by way of underlining his rule and authority over the unsealed, the rest of mankind does not repent. And we see that today in 2022, after 2 years of a pandemic and however many have died. Is there a mass scale repentance on the part of humanity? No, not at all. Even the very fact of death only hardens the rest of mankind. There is a remnant, of course, according to the election of grace, and you and I give thanks every day that God has called us out of darkness and into light. But this is a picture, it's a representation in apocalyptic form of what has been happening throughout history, but what is happening right now. Well, we'll look at it again tomorrow. We'll move to chapter 10. But for now, have a wonderful day.